Chapter 4. Lightning's eyes narrowed, and he blustered even more loudly. His name I shall not say was a beaten dog. Lived in white man's dirt cage until he passed. Medicine no good. He snorted and shook his lance. We take horses, we take woman, kill all. Your scalp will hang here. He made a short thrust in the air with his lance. Checker's gaze captured Lightning's eyes and motioned with his arms toward the wagon. If you try, I will tell the great shadow shaman, in the shadow wagon, to cast a spell on you. He has just returned from the Shadowland to meet with Stands and Thunder. You will shrivel up and die like an old woman. I will watch you and laugh. Checker looked over his shoulder and yelled, Shadow Shaman from the Shadowland, come forth! Dramatically, Jackson emerged from the wagon's front curtains. With outstretched arms, he began loudly chanting Bible verses mixed with some nonsensical phrases. Around his head, in place of his old hat, was Salome's long, multicolored veil, draped like a silk turban, with a long, flowing tail flopping in the air as he gyrated. Sitting on the wagon seat, looking pale but determined, was Sonny Jones. He wore no shirt, but did have on his trail-worn, narrow-legged shotgun chaps, and his vest with its jammed full pockets, leather cuffs, and large, roweled Mexican spurs. His bandages showed signs of fresh bleeding. His derby hat sat jauntily on his head. A rifle lay in his lap. His revolver was shoved into his waistband. Checker wasn't certain which he was most pleased to see, but wondered if Jackson would be able to take out the black-painted Comanche quickly. Then he saw his rifle resting against the far edge of the wagon seat. Checker felt reassured his friend had prepared for his other assignment, if necessary.
Sonny's there, Bannon half-whispered.
And bring forth all glory, na-na-na-hi-o-di-guga, black magic, white medicine stone, doo-da, doo-da, 5-mile racetrack, 5 miles long, Jackson warbled.